Reading for October 9th, entitled, Take No Glory to Self. Thus saith the Lord, Let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches, but let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am the Lord which exercise loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth, for in these things I delight, saith the Lord. Jeremiah chapter 9, verses 23 and 24. In our work for the Master, self is to be hid. The language of the heart is, He must increase, I must decrease. The love of self dies. The love of Jesus burns upon the altar of the soul. There is no spirit for low, common self-seeking or worldly ambition, because we are living in His presence, doing His work, and are in contact with Jesus Christ and His life. His character and His work are all-absorbing. The life imperceptibly becomes one with Christ as He was one with the Father. The truth and light and life are interwoven with the life and character, and the aspirations are elevated, pure, unselfish, after the order of heaven. If ever a people needed spiritual perception, vigor, and steadfast faith and power in prayer, it is the people who claim to be keeping the commandments of God and looking for the Lord Jesus Christ to come in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. Love to Christ will always be seen in those who are laborers together with God. The common earthly thoughts and motives are discarded as the love for Christ increases. None, however weak in faith and hope and courage, need to despair, for Christ has provided divine assistance to combine with man's human effort. Christ works constantly to draw the soul into a pure and holy atmosphere. He is acquainted with our infirmities and with the embarrassment we meet on every hand in the world. Assistance has been provided for every advanced step. When the earnest, struggling soul is compassed with infirmities and surrounded by foes to discourage, the Comforter draws near. The Holy Spirit helps our infirmities. We must, if we overcome, use the means placed within our reach. We must put on the Lord Jesus Christ. By faith we must clothe ourselves with the righteousness of Christ and put no confidence in our own merits. Many are seeking to be present at the marriage supper of the Lamb in their own citizen's dress, discarding the robe woven in the loom of heaven and prepared for all at infinite cost as a free gift to His guests that shall eat of His supper. We must wear the livery of heaven. We must be clothed in Christ's righteousness and go to warfare at His expense and under His blood-stained banner, or we are none of His. Taken from Manuscript 41, dated October 9, 1890, entitled Diary, Labors at Adams Center.